This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome, 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 my people. It's your girl, Angie Stars. You already know, hip-hop's Latina MC, rocking with Radio Pushers, our Music Hype Beast podcast. You got your favorite G5 pilot host, Angie Stars. Don't forget the double RZ when you look me up. You already know what's up. I'm here with an MC, a hip-hop mogul legend, MC Johnny T. Welcome to Music Hype Beast. What's up, my...
Man, I appreciate that kind of a intro and welcome. Thanks for having me here. Man, I'm feeling special. Let's go.
Yes, that's what I want. I want you to feel special as you are. Let me get the cheering on.
You're too kind.
you get the treatment. You know, you got to get the treatment. Now, Johnny, go ahead and introduce yourself to my audience, man.
All right, yo, my name is MC Johnny T. That's MC Johnny T, not Mech Johnny. Just MC Johnny T, hip-hop head, nerdy guy official. Let's bring on the mathematics and anything else that people geek out over. Pro wrestling fan, let's go. Roman Reigns, original tribal chief. Let's do this for my wrestling heads that are out there. WrestleMania, let's go.
All right. So you got some other things going on besides music. Go ahead and, you know, tell the people what you do, and I know you're a math teacher.
That is correct. So I am completing the last part of my full teaching credential for special ed, and so I am also teaching mathematics for special ed students in high school.
Wow, that's tough. That sounds like a tough job.
It's tough, but someone's got to do it. You know, I know students out there, they hate math. And my job is just to make sure that, not that they really love it, but they just feel a little less anxious about it. So,
yeah, I hate math, man. I had to go through 3 courses of math, some prerequisites in college this summer semester, because I was, you know, determined. Boy, I wanted to quit so many times. Because math is just brain breaking. You know, it's just like.
And, you know, a lot of people don't realize math is it's considered an art. It's not a science. It's considered art.
Yeah.
And yeah. Art is very conceptual. X and Y throws a lot of people off, and you start getting into geometry. That's a different thing too. But
yeah, that's where it got me right.
Yeah, yeah. You know, for all my people out there that don't like math, I understand that. But you can hit me up, and I'll help you solve that equation. No question.
Well, look at that. Look at that. Not only will you get you some bars, but you get you some knowledge on top of that. See, I love that, man. Now, you know, tell the people, you know, what music you submitted to 99.7 The Heat Miami and to Music Hype Beast podcast.
So my producer, the Mad Scientist, shouts out to the Mad Scientist. We did a song together called Handle It. And this was a song that got picked up by Cartoon Network's anime block of programming, Toonami, about a year and a half ago or so. And there was an actual video for it, and it aired for 8 weeks, 8 Saturday nights. And so we're moving distribution companies, we're moving from one to another, and re-releasing that particular song. So the song is called Handle It, featuring the Mad Scientist. And, you know, it's some smooth, old school, slick talk. You youngsters don't know about this old school macking and how we used to get at women, you know, romantic overtones with just a little bit of that smooth, playerific type of stuff with the golf hat.
I like this right here.
Just like that.
Talk to him.
Just like that. Just like that. And so that's...
You got to school him. You got to school him for me.
You know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, we got a little bit of that R&B and like not the kind of R&B that's like adversarial and just hate-filled and like the kind of R&B that kind of made you like whoever you felt like you liked. So
right.
So we're bringing that back. If the 80s and the 90s had a child, his name would be MC Johnny T. Rah!
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Now, Johnny, talk to us about, you know, your journey in music and, you know, just give us a little brief summary on your journey in music. You know,
I've taken the scenic route. I mean, and it's been real scenic. Hip-hop found me as a teenager many, many years ago. And it's probably been my most consistent relationship all throughout life. We've had our ups, we've had our downs, we've had our victories, we've had our losses, but it still remains fun. And even though some of the elements around it are less fun at times, at its core, it's real fun. So I started it as a teenager, and I'm a whole lot closer to 50 than 15, but still in love with it just the same. Had a couple of deals over the years, had a couple of music get placed in a few films and a couple of commercials and stuff over the years. A lot of hurry to wait, a lot of stop and go, but that's just how my journey, I believe, is intended to be.
I think that goes for a lot of artists, you know, in the industry. It's just a lot of ups and downs. You know, tell my audience in the next, you know, 60 seconds, just how you cope with the failure when it comes, you know, to you and your music. How do you cope with your failure?
For me, it's always been about understanding that it's not personal. I, as a person, did not fail. The situation did. And so if you can remove yourself, you know what? I love this podcast. Jeez, Angie Stars.
You and the Stars show.
Man,
I gotta make it.
Digital red carpets, I love it. As long as you don't take it personally and you understand it's not you that failed, it's just the situation that did. And then do your best to regroup and find a different way. It's a creative art, and you got to have creative ways to maneuver through the art.
Exactly. Beautifully said. You know, you're dropping gems on us. You know, what gems do you have for these upcoming artists in hip hop music? You know, what would you tell your old self?
I would tell my old self to have a thorough understanding of the business and the way that it continues to change and evolve. Stay a student. Just stay a student. I don't want to say stay hungry, but stay inspired. And you never know who it is that you're inspiring along the way.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Fan base in the plus size community. I've done many songs to celebrate them. And that's where a lot of, like, whenever something drops, those are my street online street soldiers that get the word out. So find an audience, find your voice. It's okay for it to be a different voice. This is coming from the nerdy math teacher who's got the plus size community for a solid fan base, which is the opposite of every major music video that's been released by all of the major labels for the last 50 years. Everything about me it's counterintuitive and counter to the culture, but it's authentic to who I am and what I believe. And if you stay in that space creatively, overall, you won't lose.
Right. You know, and that's amazing to hear, because, you know, a lot of artists just lose themselves throughout the process of growing. So can you tell my audience, you know, what did it take, like, your process in growth throughout the industry, you know, the time that you have been in the industry?
Don't chase trends. It's the worst thing you can do. Don't chase trends. Be the trend. Don't chase them.
Got some juice for y'all.
Be a trend. Because look, the music cycle is crazy. By the time something has hit major radio, there's already been a 5 or 6 month ramp up to that.
Yeah.
So
right.
if you heard new song today, you're like, oh, I got to make something in that space. By the time yours comes out, it's already done. So stay authentic. Don't chase trends. Everybody was going gangster, and I stayed gangstar. And that was through a time where the industry, which it always transitions, every 5 to 7 years, there's a changing of the sound. So there was no way for my sound to win, yet it was an album that certified classic with the Japanese audience. Like, they still write about it and ask for it. And one sample clearance issue away from being able to re-release that project. And it was my best performing project, but it was totally different than what other people were doing, but it was organic to who I am. So don't chase trends. Just chase a better version of yourself.
Yes. We have to agree with that, ladies and gentlemen, because authenticity is what makes you viral. You know, a lot of people are just doing whatever they get famous off of showing what they eat every day, right?
Right. And here I am getting ready to go try to run 4 miles on the treadmill, and just the smell of food I've gained. Wait, and I'm watching these people just eat their lives away, living their best. No, I'm not hating. No, I'm not jealous.
You know, and that's just life, you know. It's good to have artists like you on our show that are so positive and do great things with their music. Can you tell our audience, you know, what you have coming up? Are you performing any of your music? You know, is there any way they could find you and things like that? Or do you perform,
you know,
your music live?
Oh, since the pandemic, my team and I, we've pivoted away from that facet of the business, and we've really focused a lot more on sync licensing, and we found a pretty good place and space for ourselves there. So not doing a lot of live performances at the moment. A lot of my team, we're mobile in different parts of the country. And so
that's the new wave.
We're using the tech for how it's intended to be used, and we're making things work. But you know, at the moment, live performances are not necessarily in the cards. Maybe looking a year from right now, might jump back on the college tour circuit. We were doing a lot of college shows ahead of the pandemic, and it's one of the best markets, I think, for independent artists. Guaranteed payday, no matter if you sell one ticket or 100 tickets. So if anyone's listening out there, find somebody who can get you on college shows. Safer crowd.
Ooh.
You get home for sunset, if that's your thing.
right.
Paid. The most dedicated fans, college kids, they always want to be the ones to say that they heard you first and broke you first. So we might go back to that. But for right now, primarily just doing a lot of catalog building, a lot of sync submissions and placements and stuff like that. And you can just find me as MC Johnny T everywhere online. MCJohnnyT.com. Get a .com if you don't have one. MCJohnnyT.com will take you to everywhere you can find me on the internet.
Well, my people, we have another great episode for Music Hype Beats Podcast. Introducer MC Johnny T. Johnny T, can you please spell out your handles, your name, and where people can find you?
All right, yeah, that's going to be at MC, like the alphabet M, alphabet C, JONNY to the capital T. Okay, and that's everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, the site formerly known as Twitter, what is it? XYZ, whatever that is. just .com it, mcjohnnyt.com. It'll take you to a landing page. It'll take you to everywhere you can find my stuff. Shouts out to Radio Pushers too. Radio Pushers, they holding it down.
Yes.
I mean, I don't look at it as an artist services company. I really look at Radio Pushers as a legitimate PR firm all the way across the board. So look into the Radio Pushers if you haven't already, or if you're a little on the fence about if it's worth it to spend your money with them because you've been burned by other people on the gram and other stuff like that. Yo, man, I wouldn't have the privilege of sitting here with the great Angie Stars without them.
Woo!
Right?
Woo!
So.
You know I had to give you the double R.
So shouts out to the Radio Pushers. Know. Much respect. Appreciate you guys. And they take a deep dive into you. Like they vet you.
Yes.
They vet you to make sure you should be part of their program. So shouts out Radio Pushers.
Yeah, our curation team is one of the top, and we do our best to produce the best. You understand what I'm saying? So we always want to make sure our people is on top of their game and getting the services and resources that they should have, you know, as an independent artist. So thank you so much for the shout out. Thank you so much for the love. Make sure to share, you know, this podcast with everyone and post it. I'll repost. Make sure you tag me and follow me. Angie Stars, ANGIESTARRZ on IG and Twitter and everything else, because I'm everywhere, baby. You already know, like God. So. I love y'all, man. Thank you so much for being on the show. MC Johnny T, you made it a great night for me and our audience. Go ahead and say peace and love to our audience. Yo, good night,
man,
y'all.
Thanks for having me here. Appreciate y'all. Peace out.
Peace out.
This podcast is brought to you by the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics. 7 legendary titles, including X-Men vs. Street Fighter and Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Enjoy new features like online multiplayer, training, and gallery modes. Plus, join in on the action with one-button specials, where players of all skill levels can unleash those epic moves with ease. Relive the classic arcade battles. Get your hands on the Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection today. Available now on PlayStation 4, PC, and Nintendo Switch.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big.